Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. It's often been said that twins have a special connection, stronger than any other kind of connection. Last summer, VH1 set out to explore how strong that bond is by launching a reality show where sets of twins competed against other twins to see who had the strongest twin-tuition, my favorite new word. The winners of the show's first season are from mid-Michigan. They are fashion designers Claire and Sean Butendorp from right down the road in Grand Ledge, and they join us in the studio now to talk about their experience. Claire, Sean, welcome to Current State.
Thank you very much.
Hey, wow. It sounds like we
surround sound.
Choreographed that surround sound, exactly. Sean, for our listeners who haven't seen Twinning,
yes,
explain how the program works.
So the way in which the program works is that we were of 12 sets of identical twins, and we were actually unknowingly, before we got to the show, split up into two separate houses, the blue house and the green house, where one of us would live with the 11 other sets of the halves and the other with the other sets. And we had to prove our twin tuition, as they call it, by winning challenges, both physical and mental, on either sides of a wall without being able to see each other, hear each other, speak to each other, interact in any way, and, of course, survive house life.
Claire, describe some of these challenges, and which of the challenges would you say was the most challenging?
Goodness.
The most challenging challenges.
No, there was one where there was a rope tied to each of us, and we had to run down a lane and build a puzzle. And, of course, the rope was only so long that one of us could travel to the end of the lane at once. So the idea was to build your puzzle as fast as possible without dragging your sister behind you. So Sean and I had an excellent strategy. Twin tuition, I call it. It was wonderful, where Sean just sat down and I was like, oh, so I'm supposed to do the whole thing. So I did the whole thing, and then she kept tugging a little bit every once in a while. And then when she got some more slack, she's like, my turn. So there were tons of...
So that worked.
It worked.
That was a great strategy.
It was
wonderful. And of course, this is without seeing each other, speaking to each other, you know, having any communication at
right.
all.
Right. It's twin tuition.
It is, yes.
It's twin tuition.
No, but...
What was the hardest one,
The
Claire?
Hardest was when we had to complete an obstacle course, and when we fell off the obstacle course, our twin was tased.
Ouch.
Yes. Ouch. Yes. And
so who got tased?
We both did.
We both had to complete this obstacle course on either side, and you have to do it numerous times with jugs of water to fill a jug at the end, in essence. And, of course, we're both falling off here and there because everything's wet, you're slipping off, and we both get tased like 20 times.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the idea that you're inflicting pain upon someone that you love so much was mentally taxing.
And emotionally taxing. Psychologically rough.
Yes.
Indeed.
I'm speaking with Sean and Claire Butendorp, Grand Ledge natives, who are the winners of VH1's reality competition show called Twinning. We have a clip from the end of the show when they announced you as the winners. I mean, twinners. Let's hear it. So I have to ask, how much of your success do you think was due to strategy? And I want to ask you about that. Did you have a strategy going into the competition?
We most certainly had a strategy going into the competition. From seeing other competition shows, we know don't go right out of the gate as the leader, the person who wants to take charge, you know. Let's be friends with everybody. Let's kind of work our way in, you know, and be pleasant, not too assertive. And then, of course, get to know these competitors and
find their weaknesses.
Find their motivations.
Oh, okay.
And
we'll
exploit them.
We'll call it that.
Not that I would do that in normal life, but this is a challenge for money.
Ingratiate them early.
Precisely.
Yes.
And then alienate them later.
Precisely. And use their weaknesses against them.
How much of this, now how much did you two believe in twin tuition? That's actually a very clever word.
It is, isn't it?
When you think about it, it has a place, I think, in the language. How much did you feel about twin tuition before this whole experience?
I think the word would be twinstinct.
Yes,
more.
Twinstinct. Twinspiration. No.
No. You have a twinstinct in that, I think, partly, Claire and I have been around each other for 25 years, and we are with each other nearly every day. So I can get an assumption of what she'll say, what she'll do, what she's thinking, a twinstinct in essence. And it's not necessarily that I'm feeling what she's feeling or I'm thinking precisely what she's thinking, but I know what you're going to say.
That being said, though, I mean, there were plenty of instances on this show where something almost spooky happened, where things just lined up and there was no concrete way to explain it. So, for example, on that rope challenge, I knew to go first. You know, we hadn't discussed anything like that prior to that challenge, you know, so there was something there. Mm. And then we were in a twin-off, which is another part of the show, and they asked us some incredibly obscure questions, like name something bright and shiny, and coming up with jewelry at the same time. I think there's a little twin tuition there.
I want to say that I am aware of responsible scientific type studies that separate that have separated twins, or cases where maybe they were adopted out and then they were reunited later in life, and they both drive blue cars and they have a fondness for corduroy
and the same hairstyle.
It's extraordinary,
it really is.
The findings from these things. You are both in the fashion business here, and your winnings are going to play a role, I think, in that. Talk to us about what you do in fashion and how you got started in it.
Sure. So Claire and I own our own clothing business called Shock and Awe, and we named it as such because people like to label us as twins, you know, and so I'm the edgy twin.
Is one of you Shock and one of you Awe?
Yes. Well,
is that
if you could see us, I, Sean, have a shaved head, and Claire has long, luscious locks, long tresses. And so people like to say, oh, well, you're the edgy twin, Sean. It's like, well, fine. So I'll be Shock and she can be Awe because it's spelled A-W-W-W. And we originally started by dressing singers and celebrities with what we call stage wear, which is sparkly attire intended to be worn on stage. And so our first endeavor, in essence, was dressing Katy Perry for her her California Dreams tour.
To a pretty good start there.
Yes. And since then, it's kind of just gotten this ball rolling where we've moved to other singers and celebrities. We've gotten to numerous magazines. And since the show, we're actually going to be launching our first collection in September, where we do more of a ready-to-wear feel that the average consumer can purchase. Because we have a lot of girls now who've seen us on the show and said, oh, I want a part of Shock and Awe. And this way we can give it to them.
$222,222.22.
Yes.
That's going to mean something to the expansion of your business. How did that change your business plan?
Well, first of all, it allowed us to move to New York City and expand Shock and Awe to the brand that we'd love for it to become. You know,
finding investors, finding retail space, finding manufacturers. It's allowing us to broaden into a demographic that we want to reach, not just singers and celebrities, but the average American, the average world citizen. Why not? You know, why think small? And so we're having great fun with it.
Well, you're both speaking at the Runway here in Lansing tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, 5:30. What's your message in a nutshell to young designers?
Yes, our message is that you can come from a small town like Grand Ledge with 7,000 people, and with determination, you can move beyond it to whatever successes you desire. If it's not having a ready-to-wear collection, so be it. If you want to do something with celebrities, you can do anything you wish to, because we certainly have.
No dream is too small. The minute
too
that you
big, Claire.
That's what I. Oh goodness, no cream is too big. Goodness. The minute that you start limiting yourself, you start limiting
what you
think
can do.
You can do.
Exactly.
And I am a firm believer that I can achieve anything given, you know, enough hard work and perseverance.
Sometimes she scares me with how big her dreams are. She does.
No, I just, anything is possible, Sean.
Yes,
we,
I know.
We want to congratulate and thank Sean and Claire Butendorp, twin sisters from Grand Ledge, who won the VH1 reality competition show Twinning. Sean, Claire, thank you for being here, and we wish you all the best in New York. Let's
thank
try
you
to
so
stay
much.
In touch, okay?
Oh,
we
certainly shall, yes.